Frati Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 66th Berlinale. Today I'm honored to be in company of Lav Diaz, director of A Lullaby to the Sorrowful Mystery, screening here in competition. So Lav, I would like to ask you if you could introduce your film for our listeners.
Well, it's my lullaby to my people, to my country. We are offering it to our country. It's our song to the country. Yeah, we're serenading the country, but it's a hard serenade because we're talking about a very dark period in our history, very bloody, very brutal, very oppressive, which is the Spanish colonization. The Spanish period is almost 400 years, and we were so brutalized as a race.
Why is it important to tell this story for Filipino cinema and the international one?
Well, it was a period of that's happening all over the world by then. During that period, the world was divided into the Portugal side and the Spanish side. And it was a period where there's a lot of transition going on. There are revolutions going on. Before that, the French Revolution. And then so many things are happening. But in Asia, in that part of the world, we're so late and we're struggling. Only a few Filipinos were able to study, and they started the revolution also in the country. And we need to, you know, to tell this story to our people, to remind them that we have this long, long struggle, an important struggle, that coincided with the other struggles in the world.
You're not new to long films, so how did the themes and the topic stories and you treat affect the length of your films?
Well, my films are novelistic, so I cannot actually tell them in a 2-hour market imposed, you know, length, because I need to expound on not just on the narrative, I also need to expound on the characters. They must be full. Everything must be fulfilled. I don't want to leave out anything. It must be full. And I want to take my time. I don't want to rush my cinema. So it's not slow cinema, it's cinema. It's not long cinema, it's cinema. Yeah. I've just emancipated it from the clutches of that thing, where a lot of people think, they believe that cinema must just be 2 hours or 1.5. Fuck that, you know. We don't do that. Cinema is free, it's art, you know. It's a great medium. Why limit it? It must be free. It's still a very young medium. Cinema is just 100 years. So we still need to, you know, to search on so many horizons for the cinema.
You said in the first note that cinema's immersive attribute is similar to psychiatry. So I was wondering, is cinema also therapeutic for you?
Yes, definitely. Because if you immerse yourself in a good or a great cinema, there's the issue of transcendence. There's the issue of epiphany. It will actually change you. Your soul is fed on by something new, something majestic, something spiritual, maybe something political. It will actually change your perspective, even your view in life, even your demeanor in life. It will change you.
Some filmmakers don't like to think that their film might have to send a message, but in the press conference you said that this film could really help the Filipino society to change.
My cinema is all about that, you know, pushing humanity into perfection. In my own small way, I want to do that. I want my cinema to contribute in, you know, pushing culture more.
How does it feel to have a full Berlinale Palace at 9 a.m. in the morning to watch, to experience this 8 hours film? Because, as I said, your films are a cinema experience.
Yeah, it's surreal, actually, because when I started my cinema in Europe, I'm already happy if there are like 10 people. And I know these people who come and watch, Enrico Ghezzi, all those guys, they come, Olaf Moller, they are friends. But through the years it grows, so, and it's surreal. And it's good because we're propagating art, you know, we're propagating culture more. And the so-called audience is coming, so that means culture is growing. It's actually growing, like a germ, yeah.
Thank you, Lav Diaz, director of A Lullaby to the Sorrowful Mysteries, screening in competition at the 66th Berlinale. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.